Hey world conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of God. Let us pray. Oh, Holy Father, Your Majesty, we come to You, oh God, with humble hearts, with broken hearts, oh Father God. Let our hearts break for Your word. We lay our hearts at the altar for You to mold them back together like only a great God like You can do. You are mighty, You are magnificent, and You are holy, and we thank You for being our Father. We thank You, oh Abba, that You are the God of Gabor. We thank You, oh Father, that You are the God of Donnie. We thank You, oh Father God, that You go before us, so You are our banner. We thank You on this morning, Lord. So God, we come to You asking that You forgive us for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Lord, we willingly give our will over to You, Lord, and ask that You would superimpose Your will in our hearts and on our lives, Lord. We thank You, oh Holy Spirit, that You are our teacher and that You direct us in all ways that we should go. And on this morning, oh Father God, I come against the spirit of false prophets, of false teachers, of false doctrine, oh God. Let Your people be able to see the truth. Lord, I pray that believers begin to open their Bibles, oh Father God, and sit with You and commune with You, oh Holy Spirit, so that You may teach us the word, the unadulterated word. Father God, You said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, that love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. And there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, because of fear involves torment. Father God, I pray right now that Your people are not tormented by their leaders, that Your people are not tormented by the government, that Your people are not tormented with lies, but that they will know that they have nothing to fear because You are God and because You are love, Lord. You said that we are not to believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So Lord, we thank You because we know that we carry Your Holy Spirit in us. And Holy Spirit, if we have grieved You in any way, we ask for forgiveness. We welcome You in our hearts. We welcome You in our lives, because no one can teach us like You. And we thank You for that, Father God. Lord, I just lift up protection and prayers, Father God. And I pray that You would bless Your true prophets and Your true teachers, Father God, and Your true people, even in the government, even if there is few, oh Lord, that want to do right, I ask that You would bless their territory, Father God, and span their influence, oh God, so that they are able to be effective for Your kingdom, oh Lord. Lord, we honor You on today, and we thank You on today, and I just thank You, Father God, for being an all-consuming God. I thank You that Your consuming fire burns everything that's not like You, Lord. So we ask in our lives and in our family that You burn all things that are not like You. Lord, I pray that we can love the way that You teach us to love. And I pray that we will be obedient in our faith, Father God. And then our faith will cause us to be obedient in our actions, Lord. Let us be great ambassadors for You, Father God. I pray that our co-workers, our unsaved family members, oh God, our just people in the street, people that we interact with, they will know that we are different because we will look like You, Father God. And let Your people not be discouraged or not be dismayed when they see that the world does not want to hear what they say, because God, according to Your word, if they are in the world, they speak the world, and only the world can hear them. Just as You say, God, that if we are in You, only those who are in God can hear in the spirit and in truth. So we thank You, oh God. So I just pray and believe that this prayer is sealed with the blood of Jesus. I pray that it will sit on the hearts of the believer and the unbeliever, and that we will truly be obedient and saved because of You, oh God, that we will make a conscious decision to follow You, to pick up our cross, to move on, and to keep going, oh God, to stay in the race. And You say that a righteous man falls down and gets up seven times, but we will get up, and every time we get up, we will no longer look the same. And it is in the name of mighty, mighty Jesus Christ that we say amen and amen. Signed, sealed, and delivered, I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue, a world conqueror. Be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.